Hello to all. We're glad to be together on this occasion.
大家好，很高兴我们能够在这个时候聚在一起。
And we're going to ask the Lord to help us tonight.
我们要求主今天晚上帮助我们。
So Lord, we just come now with hearts full of thankfulness. We acknowledge that you're a good God.
我们今天晚上来是带着满心的感恩，因为我们知道你是一个好神。
And we have rejoiced in all your kindnesses this day and this evening. And Lord, we just pray that you will continue your blessings to us as we consider the truth of God at this time.
我们感谢您今天晚上和今天上午给我们的一切的祝福。我们祈求您的这个祝福继续下去在我们等一会儿学习您的真理的时候。
And we're thankful, Lord, that our brother Larry is able to join us this evening.
我们很高兴 Larry 弟兄今天晚上能够到我们中间来。
And we pray that you will strengthen him. It's been a long day, a hard day, and we just pray that you will help him now as he turns his thoughts to the Word of God and seeks your help to present that truth to us.
主啊，我们祈求你加给他力量，因为对他来说今天现在已经很晚了，他已经过了很繁忙的很长的一天，求您在他跟我们转向神的话语，分享神的真理的时候给他帮助和祝福。
And we thank you, Lord, for each one who has joined us and for those who will still join us at this time.
主，我们为已经上来的上线的弟兄姐妹们和将要上线的弟兄姐妹们感谢你。
Lord, you know the hearts and needs of each one. We pray that you will minister to each one.
主啊，你知道我们每个人的心和我们所需要的，求您供应给我们每个人心里所需要的。
Give to Larry the right words to say.
那赐给 Larry 正确的话来说。
Give to Yan Ling the right words to translate.
那也给我正确的翻译的话语。
And give to each of us the right hearts to hear and respond.
也给我们正确的心来听也来回应。
So it's with joy and thanksgiving that we commit these requests to thee at this time.
我们带着喜乐和带着感谢来把我们这样的需求摆在你的面前。
And we pray your blessing upon us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求你的祝福临到我们，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Larry, please.
Greetings again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
再次的奉主耶稣基督的名问好，跟大家问好。
We're going to continue looking at the book of Galatians, and I'll begin reading in chapter 4.
好，我们继续来学习加拉太书。我现在要给大家读的是第四章。
Galatians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1.
从第一节开始。
Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father.Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons,God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
好，我们先读第一节到第七节。我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别，乃在师父和管家的手下，只等他父亲预定的时候来到。我们为孩童的时候受管于世俗小学之下也是如此，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来， 叫我们得着儿子的名分。我们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子了，既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
We see tonight when we come to chapter 4 the great position that we have been brought into in Jesus Christ.
所以我们在第四章呢看到我们被借着耶稣基督啊被带到怎样一个很高的这个地位中来。
It was Paul's desire and God's desire to communicate to us our privileges in Christ.
所以这是保罗的心愿，也是神的心愿，他希望我们能够明白我们在主耶稣基督里是有怎样的地位和特权。
It helps us in our spiritual understanding and growth.
是帮助我们的理解，帮助我们的成长。
And when we realize what we have been brought into prevents us from turning to anything else.
Amen.
当我们知道我们得着的是什么的时候，就我们就不会再转开去投向别的东西了。
We want to look back just briefly into the end of chapter 3.
我们再倒回去看看这个第三章结尾的部分。
And I will read from chapter 3, verse 23.
我们从读三章二十三节。
But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith.But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For you are all the sons of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus.And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
好，读三章的二十三节到二十九节。但这因信得救的道理还未来到以先，我们被看守在律法之下，直圈到那将来的真道显明出来。这样律法是我们蓄蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。但这因信得救的理既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下了。所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人希腊人，自主的为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后嗣，是照着应许承受产业的了。
So you may remember from our last time together, the schoolmaster in verse 24.
大家可能还记得上个礼拜我们讲到的是这个训蒙的师父。
Sometimes called a tutor or a child instructor.
或者说是教导孩童的老师。
And the point we saw in verse 24 is that Schoolmaster was the law.
所以二十四节呢告诉我们这个蓄蒙的师父是什么呢，就是律法。
Verse 25 will remind us we are no longer under the schoolmaster, no longer under law.
二十五节提醒我们，我们现在从此就不在师父的手下了，也就是不在律法之下了。
We now have a new relationship if we are believers in Christ.
我们现在作为基督的信徒，我们是有了一个新的关系。
We are the sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
我们借着因信耶稣基督就都是神的儿子了。
As we will see later in this chapter, that is not a term that refers to our gender.
而且呢，他这里说跟我们的这个，他这儿子啊，其实跟我们在地上的性别没有关系。
is a term that refers to our position and privilege.
所以这个儿子这个跟性别没有关系，它只是跟我们的地位和跟我们的特权有关系。
The word for son indicates someone who is of full age.
那这里面用的这个儿子这个词呢，是指完全是指的一个成年人。
No longer in need of a child instructor.
不再需要教导孩子的小孩子的师傅了。
Chapter 3, verse 27 says we have been baptized into Christ.
那三章的二十七节说呢，我们受洗归入基督。
This is a spiritual operation that unites us to Jesus Christ.
那这是一个属灵上的操作，把我们与基督连在一起。
There's no way that keeping the law or doing religious things could accomplish that.
不是靠行律法或者遵守什么宗教的规定能够完成这件事情的。
We've now been brought into this union connected with Jesus Christ.
我们现在是和基督连接在一起了，我们和他是一体的了。
And we have a oneness with all who are believers in Jesus Christ.
而且我们也和所有相信耶稣基督的人都合为一了。
Verse 28 and 29 tell us there is neither Jew or Greek, nor slave or free, nor male or female, all are one in Christ.
所以28节告诉我们不分犹太人希腊人自主的为奴的或男或女都成为一了。
Paul is not referring to the loss of one's identity.
但这里保罗并不是说他否认了每个人的自己的身份。
A male is still a male.
男人还是男人。
A female is still a female.
女人还是女人。
But in Christ,Those distinctions don't divide us.
但是在基督里，这样的差别并不能把我们分开。
This applies to racial, social, and genders equal in Christ.
所以不管是我们的种族有不同，我们的社会地位有不同，我们都，但是我们都是在基督里是平等的。
You'll not find any ancient documents that taught this.
那没有其他的古典的这个文献呢讲到这一点。
This is really unique to the New Testament.
这个是在新约里面独特的一点。
Even the Jews had a prayer where they prayed, I thank God that I am not a woman.
在旧约的时候，犹太人他们祷告的时候都会说，哦，主啊，我感谢你没有把我升为一个女人。
And the Roman culturedid not treat women equally as men.
而且在罗马的文化中呢，他们对待女人也不是和男人平等的。
We must be careful not to do away with the order that God has when we come together as a local church.
但是我们这样不要和我们作为一个教会聚集在一起的时候有顺序。就是有顺序的这个规定呢混淆在一起了。
God has an order for the church.
神对教会呢是有这个权柄顺序的。
God has an order for marriage.
那在婚姻里面呢神也有这样的顺序。
God has an order for the family.
在家庭里也有这样的权柄顺序。
But as far as our standing in Christ,We are all equal.
但是涉及到我们在基督面前的地位的时候，我们都是平等的。
So now we come to chapter 4 and Paul will illustrate this for us.
然后我们现在就进到了第四章，那保罗呢，再给我们详细的这个解释，阐述清楚。
Verse 1 says that the heir, as long as he is a child,differs nothing from a servant, even though he be lord of all.
然后他说权业的主人呢 在孩子的时候却与奴仆毫无分别。
When we think of this historically as it was in the Roman culture, it helps us understand it.
我们很感恩呢，在我们从罗马的这个文化的历史中呢，能帮助我们理解这一点。
What Paul is viewing here is what we might call one who is a minor or one who is an adult.
嗯，那他这里面呢提到的是小孩子和这个成人的区别。
In Judaism, a boy entered manhood after his 12th birthday.
嗯，在犹太教中呢，一个男孩子到了12岁呢，他就成年了。
In the Greek world, this occurred at age 18.
18, 但是在希腊文化中呢，是18岁成年。
Under Roman law, there was also a time of coming of age.
那在罗马的法律当中呢，也有一个成年的这个法律规定。
Sometimes the age of maturity was left to the judgment of the father.
那通常呢，他把决定孩子什么时候成年的这个权利呢，交给了父亲。
But when the child was considered to be an adult, there was a ceremony.
那当这个孩子呢认为他成年的时候呢，会给他举办一个成人礼。
He took off his childhood clothing and put on the clothing of an adult.
那在这个礼仪上呢，他会脱掉孩子的服饰，穿上成人的服饰。
Everyone could look and see by his clothing that he was now considered to be an adult.
所以只要从他穿的衣服上面就能够看出来他现在已经是个成人了。
Along with that adulthood came the privileges and responsibilities.
那随着他这个成人的这个身份呢，随之而来的是他的这个责任和他的权利。
A minor was like those who were under the law.
那小孩子呢就像在律法之下的人一样。
Those who are sons have been justified by faith in Christ.
那些是儿子的人呢，是借着信耶稣基督而被称为义的人。
Male or female.
不管男人还是女人。
Sonship is gender neutral.
这个儿子的身份呢，是男女通行的，是跟性别无关的。
Meaning it refers both to men and women.
意思是它可以同样适用在男人身上，也适用在女人身上。
It's not about gender, it's about our position and privilege.
所以儿子的名分呢，是跟性别无关的，是关乎我们的权利和我们的地位。
So Paul will continue in verse 3 to say, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world.
然后保罗在四章三节继续说，他说我们为孩童的时候受管于世俗小学之下，也是如此。
Before we were mature sons in Christ, we were under these elements of the world.
所以当我们在成为在基督耶稣里成为儿子神的儿子之前呢，我们也是受管于世俗小学之下的。
It points to a human's struggle to have a proper relationship with God by religious means.
那这个世俗小学呢，就是人努力的想要取悦神的这样的一些宗教的行为。
And now we are introduced to the wonderful thing that God did.
那现在呢，神已经把他所做的这些美好的工作告诉我们了。
Verse 4 says, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law.
那这就是第四节他做的事情，就是极致时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons, verse 5.
第五节，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
let's think for just a moment about the fullness of time.
好，我们现在思考一下什么叫时候满足。
It reminds us that God had a plan. He was not taken by surprise.
这提醒我们呢，神是有一个计划的，他不是什么，没有什么事是让他意外的。
God is not only wise in what he does, but wise in when he does it.
所以神不仅是在做什么事情上他是有智慧的，而且什么时候做这些事，他在这上面他也是有智慧的。
Second, the timing was just right according to history.
而且这个时间呢是根据是在历史中来的。
Greek language made communication available to multitudes.
Sorry, Larry, I didn't get you.
Yeah. The Greek language at that time became a universal language.
而且这个时间呢是完全是和历史的时机契合的。那个时候呢希腊语是成为了全世界通行的语言。
The Roman government made roads and highways so that travel was more widely available.
而且那个时候呢罗马政府呢是修了很在全他的这个帝国里修了很多的道路使这个交通呢很通畅很便利。
These very roads helped the spread of Christianity.
那这些遍布全国的道路呢很就方便这个基督信仰的传播。
And finally, the Hebrew Bible was complete.
而且呢这个希伯来语的这个圣经呢也写完了。
There was even a Greek translation that could be read throughout the world.
而且旧约呢已经被翻译成了希腊文全世界都可以读了。
Jesus Christ came in the fulfillment of God's plan of salvation.
所以耶稣基督就是在这样一切都具备条件都具备完全的时候呢他来了来完成神的旨意救恩的。
Jesus Christ was sent for a precise purpose.
那耶稣基督呢是被派下来是为了一个精确的一个目的的。
He was sent to redeem and to bring us the adoption as sons.
他是为了要把律法以下的人赎出来叫我们得着儿子的名分。
The word for adoption is not like the word that we use to bring somebody into our family by means of adoption.
那这里面他这得着儿子的名分呢他英文里面就是这个收养的意思，但是他这跟我们现在意义上把别人的孩子收养为领养为自己的孩子呢的意义是不同的。
It conveys more the idea of taking one who is a child of God and placing them as a son.
那他这里想表达的意思呢，得着儿子的名分呢，或者说领养呢，是说他已经是神的孩子了，但是现在给了他成年儿子所具备的身份。
Verse 5 tells us we are sons, which is where our privileges start.
那第五节告诉我们是儿子，这就是我们的权利的起点了。
Verse 6 tells us we have the Spirit of God, that's where our power lies.
然后第六节呢讲到了他儿子的灵就是神的灵，这个灵呢是加给我们力量的。
And in verse 6, we have a father-son relationship, which enables us to pray.
而且第六节告诉我们，我们现在是进到了父和子的关系中，在这个关系里我们可以祷告。
Let's understand three terms that are important to get hold of.
好，我们要一起来理解一个三个重要的词的意思。
Children has to do with birth.
孩子呢是跟这个出生关系有关的。
Sons has to do with status.
那儿子呢是和他的地位有关的。
And adoption is a legal term.
然后这个领养呢，收养呢，是一个法律名词。
Let's think of how this works out in our practical experience.
好，我们现在把它放在我们的实践中呢，来理解一下。
Under the Old Testament law, there were long list of rules and regulations.
那在旧约的律法里呢，有一长串的各种的规定和条例。
You don't find that in the New Testament.
但是你在新约里面就找不到这样的东西了。
Certainly the New Testament tells us there are things we should do and things we shouldn't.
当然新约也告诉我们有哪些事情我们应该做，哪些事情我们不应该做。
But as we will see in a moment, there's a great difference.
但我们等一会儿会看，这两者之间呢是有很大的区别的。
We have been moved from childhood to adulthood.
那我们已经是不再是一个小孩子了，而是被带到了一个成年人的地位了。
And one of the differences is that instead of being told what to do, we now decide what to do.
那区别就在于小孩子的时候呢，是别人告诉我们应该做什么，作为一个成人呢，是我们自己来决定要做什么。
When my children were young, I told them what to do and when to do it.
所以当孩子还小的时候呢，我作为父亲，我告诉他们该做什么事，什么时候该做什么事。
There was a time to go to bed and a time to get up.
那他们有上床睡觉的时间，有起床的时间。
When my children are 40 years old, I don't tell them when to go to bed or when to get up.
但是我的孩子到了40岁的时候，我可不会规定他们，告诉他们什么时候该起床，什么时候该睡觉。
That's one of the differences we see between what it means to be a child and what it means to be an adult.
所以我举这个例子呢，让大家看见这个作为孩子和成人之间的区别。
So rather than having to be told what to do, we decide what to do.
所以我们现在作为成年的儿子，我们不是被别人告诉你应该做什么，而是我们自己决定做什么。
And rather than obeying because we have to obey, we obey because we want to obey.
我们现在顺服神的命令呢，不是因为我们必须不得不顺服神，而是我们想要顺服。
You hope to, if you have children, give them guidance to make good decisions.
那如果你有孩子的话呢，你会给他们指引，这些指引呢，会带领他们做正确的决定。
When they are infants, you protect them from playing in the road in traffic.
那当他们还是很小的婴儿的时候呢，你会保护他们，不让他们在有车的路上去玩。
But you hope that they know as an adult to make a decision not to play in traffic.
但是等他们成年以后呢，你是希望他们自己能够做一个决定，他们不在这个有车来往的街上去玩。
And so God treats us in Christ as adults.
所以现在神在基督里是把我们当成年人来对待的。
And he has given us the Spirit of God and the Word of God to guide us.
他把神的灵和神的话语赐给我们来带领我们。
And so the adult son does voluntarily what he was forced to do under the schoolmaster.
所以呢，原来在律法之下呢，在训蒙的侍奉之下呢，他是被强迫去做的一些事，但是现在呢，作为成年的儿子呢，他是自愿去做的。
Very important that even if you don't do what you're supposed to do, it's not a relationship between you and the schoolmaster anymore.
而且即使你没有做你应该做的事情呢，你也不是在原来你作为一个小学生和训蒙师傅之间那个关系里了。
Now it's a relationship between a son and the father.
那现在呢，你是在儿子和成年的儿子和父亲这样的关系里了。
The Spirit of God is the one who makes this real in our experience.
而且是神的灵啊，他在我们里面的神的灵呢，让我们在经历中的确是体会到这些是真的。
Verse 6 says, because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
第六节，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
That word crying has nothing to do with tears.
这里面的呼叫啊，跟流泪没有关系。
It was used of a loud and a public, definite proclamation.
它是指一个大的声音，在一个在当众的一个大声的一个宣告。
And the Holy Spirit makes a definite proclamation inside the believer.
所以就是说圣灵在我们里面做了一个确实的这样的一个身份的印证。
As we will see, what that message of the Spirit is has to do with intimacy.
所以这也告诉我们圣灵给我们带来的信息是告诉我们和父之间是有亲密的关系的。
A servant in a household could never address the head of the house that way.
那一个家里的仆人呢，可绝对不能叫家里的主人，不能这样称呼家里的主人。
That would indicate a closeness that was not appropriate.
因为他如果用这样的阿爸父来称呼主人的话呢，他从显明的这个称呼显明的亲密关系啊，对仆人来说是不恰当的。
But we are now sons and heirs over the house.
但是我们现在在全家里，我们是继承产业的了，我们是儿子了。
One other thing is that it should be reflected in the way that we live.
那既然是这样的身份呢，我们应该在我们的生活的方式中能反映出来。
The way that we live should be seen to be that we are children of the Heavenly Father.
我们应该通过我们的行为方式，我们的生活方式，反映出我们是天父的儿子。
I'd like to give you 7 contrasts between servants and sons.
我想要给大家七个关于仆人和儿子之间的对比。
A son is born into the family, a servant is not.
儿子呢是生在这个家里的，仆人不是。
The son possesses the nature of the father.
那儿子呢是带着这个父亲的本性的。
The son has a father, the servant a master.
那儿子呢是有一个父亲，但仆人呢是有一个主人。
The son obeys out of love, the servant out of fear.
那儿子顺服父亲呢是出于爱，仆人顺服主人是出于惧怕。
The son is rich, the servant is poor.
儿子呢是富有的，仆人呢是贫穷的。
The son is disciplined under grace.The servant under law.
那儿子被管教呢是在恩典之下的，那仆人被管教呢是在律法之下的。
The son has a future inheritance, the servant none.
那儿子呢是将来是有继承产业的这种未来的，但是仆人是没有这样的未来。
This is part of what Paul will say in verse 9. Why would anyone want to go back?
所以既然有这样的区别，所以保罗在第九节才说为什么你们还要回去呢，回到原来那个状态去呢。
Let's think for a moment about what we were before Christ.
好，我们先来想一想我们以前在是什么样子的。
Chapter 4 verse 3 says we were under bondage.
那四章的三节告诉我们，我们以前呢是在奴仆之下，是受管于世俗小学的。
It said that we were under the basic elements of religion.
也就是说我们是在宗教的基本的这个初级的这个宗教的规条之下的。
We were under the law with all its penalties.
而且我们是在律法以及律法所有的刑罚之下的。
We were servants.
我们是仆人。
And we observed powerless rituals.
而且我们遵守的是那些不能加给我们任何力量的那些仪式，宗教仪式。
But now, chapter 3, verse 26 says, we are children of God by faith.
那现在呢，就像三章二十六节里面说的，我们因信耶稣基督都是神的儿子了。
3:29 says we are heirs of God according to the promise.
而且二十九节说我们是照着应许承受产业的了。
Chapter 4 verse 5 says we've received the adoption of sons.
然后四章的五节说呢我们得着了儿子的名分。
And chapter 4 verse 7 says you're no longer a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
然后在四章七节里面说呢你们不是奴仆乃是儿子了既是儿子就靠着神为后嗣。
This brings us into freedom or liberty in Christ.
这把我们带到了耶稣基督里的自由里面。
We are governed by God as a father treats a son.
我们现在被管理呢是像父亲管理管教儿子那样的。
An adult son, not a little child.
而且我们是一个成年的儿子不是一个小孩子了。
We will find further in this book, it is not a license for us to sin.
当然我们从这书后面的内容可以看出这样的自由并不是让我们可以随便犯罪了。
God has made provision so that we do not have to continue in sin anymore.
神供应给我们这些呢为的就是让我们不再继续在罪中了。
What it produces besides freedom is intimacy.
那伴随自由而来的呢是我们和神的亲密的关系。
Closeness of relationship with God the Father.
是和神我们的天父之间的紧密的关系。
I want you to think about how close a relationship it is.
我想让大家想一想这个关系呢亲密到什么程度。
The word that we find in verse 6, Abba Father.
那第六节呢这里用了一个词叫阿爸父。
It's only used of three instances in the New Testament.
那这个阿爸这个词呢在新约里面只用过三次。
It's used in Romans 8 to speak of the same relationship.
一次呢是在罗马书八章里面讲的也是同样的这种关系。
And it is used of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, when he spoke to his Father.
那还有一次呢是用在耶稣基督和他的父亲说话的时候。
At a very critical time in his life when he prayed to the Father, Abba, Father.
那是他在生命中非常关键的一个时刻跟天上的父祷告的时候他就是这样称呼神的他说阿爸父。
With the cry of the Son to the Father in his time of deepest need.
是在他有极大的需要的时候一个儿子是这样向他的父亲呼求的。
Now you and I who are believers can speak to the Father with the same language.
那现在我们作为基督徒也可以用跟主一样的这样的词语来跟父说话了。
We can express ourselves to the Father in the very language that the Son of God used.
所以这个称呼啊是神的儿子耶稣基督他自己用的我们现在也可以用了。
What a tremendous privilege we've been brought into.
所以你看我们是被带到了一个怎样的让人难以置信的特权里面。
The law could never do it.
律法永远也不能实现这一点。
Religion could never do it.
宗教也不能。
Good works could never do it.
好行为也不能。
But Jesus Christ has accomplished it.
但是耶稣基督做成了这件事。
So we think now of something of their old past.
所以我们在想，刚才想了一点，想了一下我们以前的过去是怎样的。
I'm going to read a passage now beginning in verse 8 of chapter 4.
好，我们现在读四章的八节以后的这个段落。
Howbeit then when you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as you are. You have not injured me at all. You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, you despised not nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus.
好，我们从第八节读到第十四节。但从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。现在你们既然认识神，更可说是被神所认识的，怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份，我为你们害怕，唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。弟兄们，我劝你们要像我一样，因为我也像你们一样，你们一点没有亏负我。你们知道，我头一次传福音给你们，是因为身体有疾病。你们为我身体的缘故受试探，没有轻看我，也没有厌弃我，反倒接待我，如同神的使者，如同基督耶稣。
Religion brings a person into bondage.
那律法呢，只是把人带到捆绑当中。
Jesus Christ sets... Sorry.
宗教把人带到捆绑当中。
Jesus Christ sets a person free.
但耶稣基督呢，是使人得自由。
Before they knew Christ, they were in bondage.
他们在加拉太人在认识基督之前呢，他们也是在捆绑当中的。
Verse 8 speaks of them doing service to those that were no gods.
第八节告诉我们，他们以前呢，是去服侍那些不是神的东西。
There was a life of devotion to that which wasn't even real.
他们呢是把他们的生命啊热情啊是献给那些虚假的东西的。
But for the believer in Christ, we come into the reality of why were we were created and what life is all about.
但是我们现在作为基督徒，我们终于明白了我们活着到底是为什么，我们是为什么被造的。
And Paul will talk now about them, some of them wanting to go back.
那保罗呢，现在讲到他们中的有些人呢，想要退回去。
You see, Christianity is not going backwards.
对，我们可以看到这个基督信仰不是让我们回头走回头路的。
Christianity is progress going forward.
那基督信仰永远是一个向前进的一个过程。
We turn from the things of our past.
我们离开我们的过去。
And we move forward in the things of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们是在耶稣基督里往前进的。
For the believer in Christ, every day is holy.
那作为基督徒在基督里呢，每一天都是圣洁的。
And every moment is one in which the Lord is to be honored.
而且每时每刻呢，都是神得着主得着荣耀的这样的时刻。
You try to be under the law, is filled with deficiencies.
那如果你要再把自己放在律法里面呢，你就只会只会亏欠。
It has no power, it's weak.
因为你是软弱的，是没有力量的。
It offers no freedom, but brings one into slavery.
那律法呢，它不能给你自由，只是把你当成奴隶。
And so Paul will begin to speak of his own life before them.
然后现在保罗呢，要在他的面前，要他们在他们的面前讲他自己的人生了。
They had received him as one, a messenger from the Lord.
他们曾经呢是接受了保罗，像接受神的使者一样的。
He had preached the gospel to them and they had embraced the message and the messenger.
那保罗曾经向他们传福音，然后他们是拥抱了神的信息，也拥抱了传信息的人。
But now the legalist were trying to turn them away from Paul.
那现在呢，这些律法主义的人呢，想要把他们带到离开保罗。
They were doing it against the message that Paul preached.
那他们这样做呢，是和保罗所传讲的信息是违背的。
Trying to bring them under bondage.
他们是想要让加拉太人把他们重新带回到捆绑当中。
And so Paul appeals to them that these people were not doing it for the right motive.
所以保罗呢就劝他们，告诉他们这些人呢对他们做这样的事情不是出于好的动机。
They were very zealous, but their zeal was in the wrong direction.
他们虽然很有热情，但他们的热情呢是用错了方向。
It was for their own cause and not for the cause of Christ.
他们是为了，他们是出于自己的缘由，而不是出于耶稣基督。
It was for their own glory and not for the glory of Christ.
他们这样做是为了自己的荣耀，而不是为了基督的荣耀。
And yet he speaks to them affectionately.
而且他是用非常动感情的话来对他们说的。
Verse 19, he says, My little children.
19节他说我小子啊。
Of whom I travel in birth again until Christ be formed in you.
他说我为你们再受生产之苦。
It is the language of a woman who is having birth pains.
那他说的这个生产之苦呢，就是女人生孩子的这样的经历。
Paul uses this to describe how strongly he felt towards them.
所以保罗用这样的词语啊，要向他表示他是多么的爱他们。
And on a personal note, I have written in my Bible, is this my heart?
然后我在我自己的这个圣经里面这样写的一个注释啊，这也是我的心啊。
Do I have that kind of concern for the people of God?
他说我希望我也有这样的心呢，我希望我也能像保罗这样能够关心人的灵魂。
A little bit earlier, he expresses what part of the problem was.
那在这之前呢，他表达了这个问题是什么。
Verse 16, he said, Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
在16节他说如今我将真理告诉你们就成了你们的仇敌吗？
Received him first as a messenger of God.
这加拉太人呢曾一开始呢是像接受神的使者一样接受了保罗。
How could he now be their enemy just because he told them the truth?
那现在保罗把真理告诉他们，怎么就变成了他们的仇敌了呢？
And so now, beginning in verse 21, let me read.
好，我们现在从21节开始读。
I will read from verse 21 to verse 31.
我从21读到31节。
Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which genders to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not, for the desolate hath many more children than she which hath a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
我们从这个四章的二十一节，他一直读到了五章的一节。你们这愿意在律法以下的人，请告诉我，你们岂没有听见律法吗？因为律法上记着，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主之妇人生的。然而那使女所生的是按着血气生的，那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。这都是比方，那两个妇人就是两约，一约是出于西乃山，生子为奴，乃是夏甲。这夏甲二字是指着阿拉伯的西乃山，与现在的耶路撒冷同类，因耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的，但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，他是我们的母。因为经上记着，不怀孕不生养的你要欢乐，未曾经过产难的你要高声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样，当时那按着血气生的逼迫了那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。然而经上是怎么说的呢？是说把使女和她儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可与自主妇人的儿子一同承受产业。弟兄们，这样看来，我们不是使女的儿女，乃是自主妇人的儿女了。基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
This is an allegory, which is an actual story that has a deeper meaning.
那这里呢讲的是一个预言，就是这是一个真实发生的事情，但同时呢也有更深的含义。
God has recorded history so that we might learn doctrinal truths from the very way that the history is recorded.
那神呢把这段真实的历史呢记录下来，为的是让我们能够从这段历史的记载中呢能明白教义的真理。
If you're not familiar with this whole story, it can be a little bit difficult to follow.
那如果你对这个故事不熟悉的话呢理解起来可能有一点困难。
Can even be difficult to follow if you are familiar with the story.
实际上如果即使你对这个故事熟悉啊你依然理解起来也许也还有困难。
But imagine if you could see now of putting these things into two columns.
那我们现在可以这样想象，你可以把这些事情呢放在两个不同的栏目里面。
Or maybe think of it as two rows.
或者你脑袋里想象一个有两列。
So on the one side you have Hagar, the slave.
那在一边呢，就是在一列里面呢，是夏甲，她是一个奴，她是一个使女，是个奴仆。
On the other, Sarah, the free woman.
那在另外一边呢是萨拉，她是一个自由的妇人。
Ishmael, the natural,
然后是以实玛利，他是在血气里生的。
Isaac, the spiritual.
然后这个以撒呢是属灵的。
The old covenant, Sinai.
然后是旧约，西乃山的旧约。
The new covenant, the cross.
然后在另外一边呢是新约，十字架所立的新约。
The earthly Jerusalem.
然后另外一组对比是这一边是地上的耶路撒冷。
The heavenly Jerusalem.
然后与它相对的是天上的耶路撒冷。
Judaism on the one hand.
然后在下面一组呢是左边呢是犹太教。
And Christianity on the other hand.
然后与它对应的是右边的基督信仰。
Let's think for a minute about the story itself.
好，我们现在来看这故事本身。
God made promise to Abraham and Sarah that they would have physical descendants.
然后神呢是应许亚伯拉罕和撒拉，说他们呢会有这个实实在在的后裔的。
But they were both very old.
他们两个人的年纪都很大了，都很老了。
And Sarah could not bear children.
然后撒拉已经不能生孩子了。
And so they came up with a plan.
然后他们自己呢就有了一个计划。
They decided to allow Abraham to have a child with Hagar, the servant girl.
然后他们是的计划呢是让亚伯拉罕呢和他的使女夏甲一起生一个孩子。
This is why verse 23 says, he that was born after the flesh.
那这就是23节说的是按着血气生的。
Not just because of the physical descent, but he was not the child of promise.
对，他不仅是他不是这个应许生的，他是这个天然人生的。
That happened in Genesis chapter 16.
那这件事呢发生在创世纪的16章。
It is in Genesis chapter 17 that God gives to Abraham circumcision.
然后在创世纪的17章呢神给了亚伯拉罕割礼。
As we have thought about previously, this was not just a medical procedure.
我们以前讲过这个割礼啊不是一个不仅仅是一个医学上的一个手术。
It was a mark put in his flesh to show him that he could produce nothing by the flesh that would please God.
那而这个割礼的含义呢是在他肉体上做的一个记号，告诉他靠着肉体呢我们做不了任何让神喜悦的事情。
In the early part of the story,Sarah tried to get rid of Hagar, send her away.
然后在这个前面的故事里面呢夏甲不是撒拉呢要把这个夏甲赶走。
God said, no, let her stay and dwell in the tent.
然后神说呢不还是要让她住在帐篷里。
But then there came a time as the children got older when God said, send the child away.
但是后来呢当夏甲的儿子长大了 以后呢神却说要把他们送出去了。
Time when God said there was a purpose for her being there?
所以神的意思是说呢当时留下夏甲呢是有原因的有目的的。
And a time when God said, send her out, no more.
但是到了一个时候呢神就会说把他赶出去不能再待在家里了。
This brings before us again the law of God. There was a time and a purpose for that law.
所以这让我们想起这个律法啊它是有一个时间性的在这个时间里面律法是起到它的目的的。
There was a time when the purpose of the law as God designed it had ended.
但是呢也会到一个时点呢就是神对神设计神给赐下律法的这个目的已经达到了就结束了。
part of what Paul is stressing here is that we who are believers are identified with the child of promise.
那保罗在这里说呢，就是我们作为基督耶稣的这个信徒呢，我们就是那应许之子。
Ishmael was a child of the flesh, self-effort.
那以实玛利呢，他是代表了这个天然人，是靠自己的努力的人。
Isaac was a child of promise, what God performed.
然后以撒呢，是应许之子，是神所做成的。
On one hand, you had the bondage of the law, Mount Sinai.
所以在一边呢，你是在律法的束缚之下的，是在西乃山上的。
On the other side, you have the freedom that comes through what Christ has done on the cross.
然后在另外一边呢，是借着主耶稣在十字架上做成的呢，你已经得了自由。
We are not connected with the earthly Jerusalem.
我们呢，不是和地上的耶路撒冷相联系的。
We are connected with the heavenly Jerusalem.
我们是和天上的耶路撒冷相连的。
And in the argument that is made in verse 26, that is our mother.
然后正像这个四章二十六节里说的，天上的耶路撒冷是我们的母。
While it may sound complicated, we might think of it as our source of birth.
这个听起来呢，有点让人听起来有点复杂，会让我们联想到呢，我们这个出生的源头。
From the formation of our character.
那或是其实是我们的性情的创造的人。
The emphasis is on that which is heavenly and spiritual.
所以它的重点呢是放在强调是属天的，是属灵的。
Not that which was earthly and fleshly.
而不是属地的，属肉体的。
And just like it says in verse 28, we are, as Isaac was, the children of promise.
28节他说，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。
Then we find, as the story in Genesis tells us, that Ishmael persecuted Isaac.
那正像创世纪所记载的这个事情一样，故事一样，这以实玛利呢是逼迫了以撒的。
So it says in verse 29, he then that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, and that's the way it is now.
这就像正如29节说的，他说当时那按着血气生的逼迫了那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。
In other words, the legalist and those that try to bring us back under the law persecute those who are of promise.
也就是说现在那些律法主义想要把我们重新带回律法的束缚之下的人呢，是逼迫了这个属灵的人的。
There's another aspect of this that shows the wisdom of God. There's another aspect of this that shows the wisdom of God.
那这个呢，正好在另一方面呢，显明了神的智慧。
The Spirit of God directs Paul to write these words.
就圣灵呢，带领保罗写下了这些话语。
Verse 31, so then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free.
31节说，弟兄们，我们不是使女的。儿女乃是不是使女的儿女。
Every Jewish person would agree with that 100%.
那每一个犹太的后裔，犹太人的后裔呢，他们都100%会同意的。
Once they agreed with that, they would have to understand what that means in light of what Paul says.
那他们当他们说他们自己明白这句话的意思的时候呢，希望他们能真的明白保罗是想说什么。
And so we look at chapter 5 and verse 1.
好，然后我们看这个加拉太书的五章一节。
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
Two points to make from this chapter.
我在这一章里面有这样几些点。
Verse 1, don't lose your liberty in Christ.
那第一点呢，就是第一节里面说的，不要失去你在耶稣基督里的自由。
And let me read verse 13.
好，我们再读一下五章的十三节。
Your brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
We have tremendous liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在耶稣基督里面，主耶稣基督里面是有极大的自由的。
But we are reminded to not abuse our liberty.
但是这节经文提醒我们呢，我们不要滥用这个自由。
We represent the Father in this world.
我们是在这个世界里呢，是做父神的代表的。
It is one thing to think that God owns us as his children.
那把神拥有我们作为儿子啊，是一回事情。
But I am also reminded that we bear his name.
那同时呢，圣经也提醒我们，我们身上呢是承载了父的名字的。
We don't want to do anything to dishonor our Father's name.
我们不想做任何事呢，玷污我们父神的名字。
And if we honor our earthly fathers and respect our earthly fathers, how much more our heavenly Father?
我们连地上的父亲都要尊敬，都要想要荣耀他，何况我们天上的父呢？
I think I'm going to stop there for now, and Lord willing, next week, continue.
Larry 就今天讲到这里，我们下周再继续。
Did you got that, Yanling? Yes.
I think
you got that?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I had a little bit of a lag there. Perhaps Eric, you might have a thought or two to close us out.
Well, no, I much appreciate it. I'm looking forward to next week too, the conclusion, the wrapping up. Next week will be your last week with us for a while.
Yes.
So I want to thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to next week. You've put a lot on our plates this evening, and it's very, very well put forward, and I think we can chew it over to our benefit.
Eric 说他没有什么补充的了，他非常感谢Larry 弟兄，他也特别的期待下个星期做这个最后一讲，就是把全书都讲完。Eric 说他今天呢给我们讲了很多，就是都是很扎实的点，够我们这个消化吸收一段时间的了。
So don't miss next week, the conclusion, because, we're going to be stepping in almost into the heavenlies next week, Lord willing. The natural conclusion to freedom.
他是说Eric 说希望大家不要错过那下周的这个最后一讲啊，因为我们马上要进到这个就是属天的这个部分。
Thank you very much. Let's just commend ourselves to the Lord Jesus.
好，我们把自己交托给神做一个结束的祷告。
Oh, gracious God and Father, we are overwhelmed by the great honor that you have given us through what we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们想到你在借着耶稣基督给我们的这样的荣耀啊，我们真的是难以相信。
When we came to you, Lord, we were wretched and blind. We were hopeless.
当我们到你这里的时候，我们是瞎眼的，是无助的，是有罪的。
Lord, we were like hungry beggars who would have just been satisfied with a crust of bread.
我们就像那饥饿的乞丐一样，我们本来是想得一点面包渣就很满足了。But
Lord, you opened wide your house. You clothed us and cleansed us. And you made us sons, sons of the living God.
但是你却把你的家门大大的打开，你给我们穿上儿子的衣服，让我们成为神的儿子。
You brought us into a royal household.
你把我们带进了王族的家里，王宫里。
We can hardly take it all in.
我们真的是很难消化这样的真理。
So Lord, we just pray that you would continue to bless your word to us during this week as we meditate on the things we heard.
主啊，求你在这一周里面帮助我们，对我们刚听到的这些真理呢，能够帮助我们吸收，帮助我们能够默想。
And we bless you and thank you in that worthy name of our Lord Jesus.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你，奉主佩德的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you once again, dear brother.